Spirit was created to satisfy a need. Actually, the Spirit was never created as a character first, and then the myth of the fact that I went out looking for a publisher is not true. The Spirit was created because in 1938, the Register and Tribune Syndicate out of Des Moines became aware of the fact that newspapers were getting concerned over the fact that the comic book idea, or comic magazines, were beginning very, very popular and might soon seduce their juvenile readers away from the newspaper. So they wanted to insert their own comic in the newspaper. And they came to me and asked me if I would produce a comic book insert for newspapers, which is why I began the Spirit. It was that motivated my giving up my 50% equity in the Eisner and Iger shop. The Spirit began in, I think, four or five newspapers, major newspapers. I think it was the New York Star Ledger, the Baltimore Sun, I think the Detroit News. The ultimate circulation, as I said, was larger than the number of papers because the papers were all Sunday newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
And they had larger circulation. We had about 5 million.
What was the circulation in the daily form? Was it less than 20 papers? Did you get more
papers? Daily newspapers was less than 20. Daily strip was less than newspaper. I was terribly interested in doing a daily strip. I had to do it because the syndicate felt that it was a good merchandising device, but I never really liked it. The daily strip to me is like trying to conduct a symphony orchestra in the telephone booth. it's just too crowded.
But isn't it around that time frame a cartoonist would love to get do a daily strip than do
oh,
a comic
yes.
book? I mean, isn't that like the dream of a cartoonist? And today it's the reverse. Our dream is doing a successful comic book than being a comic strip artist.
Well, I don't know. Doing a comic strip is still a pretty heady step. It's in those days that was the mecca of all comic strip artists. So.
And yet, that's not what you wanted to do.
No. I had very early on. I became aware of the fact that this was even before I did the Spirit. As a matter of fact, it was this thinking, fantasy, if you will, that emboldened me to take on the Spirit and leave a very secure company. I believed around 37 on, after I had first done some of the work, that the comic strip medium, the comic book rather, was a valid literary form. And then I pretty well decided this was I was going to spend my life doing this. I wasn't really interested in doing comic strips so much as I was more interested in pursuing the literary values, what I call considered literary opportunities, of the comic book or the comic magazine.
So let's define literature.
Well, according to the dictionary, literature has to do with words. Mm-hmm. But I define literature as a communicant, a written communicant, or a communication, if you will, a form of communication, and usually it's a story or a narrative of some kind, or a collection of ideas in an intelligent, comprehensible form. I use literature loosely, but I use it in the sense that the comic strip or the comic sequential art, the form of sequential art, in a series of images in a sequence to tell a story, is one form of writing or one form of communication. As a matter of fact, today, in my opinion, it's the most proliferating form of information.
So what makes one thing literature and something else not literature?
Some red-nosed critic with some pince-nez glasses sitting somewhere up in a... No, who knows what makes literature? If somebody defines what is literature, I don't know.
Well, what does a comic book done for deadline and just to sell as many copies, what does that have different from a comic book that is literature?
Well, the content, the thrust of the content. Sometimes a piece of work that is done to simply attract a reader achieves a quality standard of what somebody might call literature. Listen, I pulp magazines were literature. The definitions are always getting in the way of the reality of the situation.
Now, will garbage always sell better than quality?
Well, again, what one man calls garbage, someone else calls something of value. People who read the supermarket tabloids don't think of that, what they're reading as junk. They think of its value because it relates to them things that they're interested in. For example, I have no basic quarrel with superheroes, even though I think they're very shallow instruments, because they provide a young reader with iconic or mythological characters, which we need at a certain time of our lives. There's always an argument of what is literature. I run into this when I'm addressing the university group who are trying to determine whether or not a form of communication is valid or not. This is a hard thing to pin down. I don't want to characterize or define literature as closely as that. But if you say something is junk, to you it might be junk, and there is a lot of trash. But merely being printed or written doesn't make it literature, of course.
Well, a lot of things in history and in a lot of other forms is technically considered garbage when they come out. But then 15, 16 mm-hmm. years later, things later. I mean, you take an example, the B-movies of the 40s and 50s, they thought they were junk. But then 10 years later, the French said it was a great film noir, and everyone says it's the greatest art in the history. You know, even
Charles Dickens' weekly articles or stories were serials. Were not regarded as high literature at the time. No, that's quite true. That's why I say that. That's why I'm stumbling over trying to satisfy you with a definition
sure.
here. I just can't really get it. I believe that what I'm trying to do and what other people who are working on the same side of the street as I am are trying to do is to deliver valid, worthwhile adult material. And when I say adult, I don't mean sex. I mean life experience. Deliver material of worth and of endurance in this form.
Well, that's probably the major point, is that art is what endures, and lesser than art is just for the moment and it disappears.
And also, it functions as a method of providing something to the culture of the time, or as a matter of fact, the culture of the long distance culture. If you provide a story, such as a story that go back to Charles Dickens, that provides a lesson in life, in the business of living. That is valid. It's a lot different than creating a story for the purpose of providing a momentary thrill or excitement. When you talked about movies a few minutes ago, yes, the movies that devote themselves to special effects with no story in it can hardly be regarded as valid or worthwhile. And that, I guess, takes it out of the class of literature or quality. Mm.
Now, something you mentioned in an interview elsewhere, you said that elements of comic art, such as drawing, writing, and design, are studied academically, but the combination is not. What do you think that is?
Well, give me that again.
The elements of comic art, drawing, yeah, writing, design, are studied academically, but the combination of those, comics, is not studied academically.
Well, I've tried to teach it academically. in the schools I taught in, at SVA and so forth, I presented the construction of a sequence of images in an intelligent storytelling fashion.
Yeah, but like the New York Times will give an article analyzing design, or they'll analyze writing, or they analyze art, but they won't analyze something that combines those three. You know, PBS doesn't tend to analyze them in combination, only separately.
Well, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I think one of the reasons for that is that there's an abiding fallacy in our judgment of values. We consider for the moment that 90% of the painters who occupy the level of fine art are appreciated largely because of their technique. Van Gogh is appreciated for some reason because of his technique, because of the images he creates. There's no intellectual base, in my opinion. There's no intellectual message delivered by Van Gogh, or for that matter, Rembrandt. But we adore Rembrandt largely because of his ability to capture light and shadow render a face that with a certain amount of insight, but beyond that, it's essentially it's technique and skills, and I think we tend to worship skills more than we do the intellectual message that's involved, and I think that's probably why we do. And it's a lot easier to analyze skills than it is to analyze intellectual intent, if you will. Comics are at this point in time coming to the rescue of text. I think text has been under siege for the last 20, 30, 40, maybe 50 years. And with the arrival of electronic media, like television, radio, and so forth, and film, we've entered into a visual age. Comics really is a form of reading or writing with images, and we are more and more being involved with images as a way of conveying information very rapidly. If you have any doubts about that, look at the dashboard of your car.
Great example.
We need now to recognize that the amount of time kids have, or everybody has, to decipher a code and read text is getting more and more limited. So comics are beginning to have a place, and I believe the sequential art, or visual narration, if you will, whatever word you want to use,
yeah, right,
are beginning to have a place in this society, and are filling a gap between text alone and film.